So pre-COVID-19, workplace analytics are no longer fit for the purpose. Okay, productivity now demands more aggressive and actionable measures. Recalibrating KPIs is essential to ensuring that remote work actually works. Without trust and transparency, remote workforce monitoring appears intrusive and exploitative. Okay, so what do all these things really mean? Okay. So before COVID-19, the way we looked at analytics and the way we look at them now is very, very different. In the last few years, AI has gained a lot of prominence, and it is throwing a lot of predictive data in terms of the behaviors. It is throwing a lot of predictive data in the way we would deliver at workplaces. Okay. Productivity is also because the world is growing, economies are really juggernauting. Though I think in the next 6 months we will see to a certain extent we will see some level of recession, but the law of economics says what goes up comes down, what comes down goes up. So eventually our economy will also juggernaut, and we will see it getting more and more aggressive and actionable, right? So in this whole process, managers have to be able to trust their teams. They have to be transparent with their teams. They have to share with their teams. They have to involve their teams. They have to engage their teams. And that's when the remote working workforce will be able to really perform, be able to show performance. Otherwise, if a manager is doing too much of data management, or if he is doing too much of micromanagement, or he's sitting on the neck of the employee, employees might find it too intrusive and exploitative. So it's a very fine balance most managers have to manage. So with transparency and tracking can authentically be branded an experience as data-driven workforce support. Pre-COVID-19 are no longer fit. Productivity dashboard. So we also talked about dashboard, right? So companies need to renovate or re-innovate. I would call it re-innovate their dashboards and be able to capture, analyze data, show high performance criteria. Any organization which is performing the most important takeaway, high performance management depends on high performance measurement. Okay, what's the measure of your performance? How are you measuring your people? Based on that is what people will deliver. Okay, so it's very it's important to explicitly communicate what high performing means. So let me take one example. What does high performing mean? Today I have say five ratings. I have rating 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 5 is my highest rating, and I have to get 5 for goal 1. I have to get rating 5. What does for goal 1 rating 5 mean? That has to be explicitly and very, very clearly mentioned so that employee knows what's a high performance criteria. Rating 5 is outstanding, and to be able to come to outstanding rating, I have to deliver 100% of the times, okay, or 110% of the time I have to be able to deliver. So let's take onboarding as an example. I have to have 100% onboarding satisfaction to get a high rating or a highest rating for my goal of onboarding all employees, right? So my criteria is very, very clearly defined. It is communicated, is explicitly mentioned, and because my measure is clearly defined, my measure is 100% or higher for getting 5, my performance invariably improvises. I hope that's clear. So another is how have organizations evolved over from a physical workspace also to a remote workspace. How have they seen that? So organizations were more physically, when they were physically working, there was a concept of management by walking around, or it was management on ground, or really being on ground to see what your people are going through. And a lot of senior leaders practice management by walking around. But over the time, this changed because people are not actually working on physical workforces. You do not see managers walking around and are really keeping an eye on what people are doing. It became more like it's more of, I would say, obsolete now. Okay, we are now using data more to see how performance is actually being delivered. So that's, I think, a very redefining change that has happened post COVID-19. So for some people, either way, and the trust, the another part of any remote working environment is trust. It is core to any. So people, because you can't see people actually on ground, you are not able to, you know, stand behind their back and see, okay, what is the person actually doing on his computer. Trust is the only thing that remains with you, right? You have to trust your people. You have to know that they are doing the right things. You have to be able to really trust the kind of output that they are going to give. You have to be able to trust their ability to deliver what you expect from them. So trust is, I think, guys, very, very vital, very, very key, and proactively, you know, this proactive communication from organizations is going to be very central to this cultural shift, the shift of that trust is core. All large organizations, which are great places to work, which are so-called great places to work, trust is vital part of their philosophy. And because employees feel trusted, the manager trust, the organization delivers at a different level altogether. So trust is definitely core when you can't see, but you have to trust that the person will deliver. So hence, any performance, any management processes, performance management processes, they will depend on digital monitoring, on tracking through, you know, analytical insights. And organizations which are able to, you know, technologically enable these people related process and convert them into strong performance processes would be the ones who would be able to look at this post COVID-19 era in a very different kind of a light. So we've been talking a lot about data and analytics and how these insights are now becoming indispensable. And through many of these dashboards, in our organizations also, we work on SAS, which is a tool which provides multiple dashboards on various areas, and we see leaders asking for newer reports to be able to see where we are as an organization. We derive from that data, we derive intelligence, we make our decisions, we gain insights, okay, and it helps us to see how we are in terms of our people practices. So effectively, data and analytics is becoming key for at many workspaces. I think that's a very good also a field for some of you to think about getting into HR and HR analytics, because decisions are in very, very large organizations are now driven by the data and analytics which is being presented. So with improved dashboards, leaders can see which teams are best adding values. They can observe what is observe workflows. They can look at how people can develop better. They can look at what hype of which are the high performing teams, which set of people are really doing better than the others. Data is also reflecting in terms of the insights which the data has been giving so far is very is amazing in terms of the way it helps in the decision making process in terms of performance. Okay, so any data related systems have enabled organizations to enable a more high performing work culture, and to some extent reduce the remoteness from COVID-19. So because people know that a lot of data is being collected and it is inspiring more productive workforce exchanges, people are now more sensitive about the kind of information that is going on, that they are putting up, the kind of data they are making available for the organizations to be able to collect and make themselves more powerful. So, in the post-pandemic distributed workforce, actionable, constructive, trackable, and influential feedback is both informational and motivation. Data-enriched and goal-aligned feedback promotes situational awareness and self-awareness. What do we mean by this? So, when the workforce has become more distributed, there has people are working from multiple locations. Same team people work from different locations. There is clarity in terms of what they are supposed to do. There is a tracking of the data that data tracking in terms of the performance that they are giving. Okay, all this has helped the overall performance process to become more real time. People know what they are doing is being seen. Okay. And any data enrich and goal aligned feedback, when you're giving feedback or when there is information on the goal that is being given to you and there is data to support that, it helps people to look at the whole data from a very different kind of awareness level. You're aware when you see data there, you know, yeah, this is written, this is so true. That is correct. I accept this because data, that is what data is showing. So my own awareness of myself in terms of my performance is growing or it is becoming more and more stronger. So any remote workforce or distributed workforce, leaders need to look at data and analytics as nutrients for people, not just, just for making their profits and their growth or making money. It more needs to be looked at as a means to develop a more stronger continuous feedback culture, commit to the transparency and commit to the performance management and KPI alignment in any organization. So apart from any traditional components of the reward system, okay, post-COVID-19 reward strategy is focusing more on benefits, environment. We spoke about this total reward system, right? So when we looked at performance from a lot of perspective, a lot of we looked at lot of data performance from a data perspective. We looked at how data is helping build awareness for people in the way they are performing, how data can be used by managers to give real-time incident-based feedback to people, how data can make it more continuous process or a continuous feedback process. Data is also building a lot of transparency for people, right? So in line with all this, it's also important to focus on the reward strategy. So what is the reward? What would a reward strategy essentially comprise in this overall post-COVID-19 scenario? Is of course benefits form the number one thing, but environment. If I work in an enabling work environment, in some way it is a reward to me. I have got developmental opportunities, it is a reward to me. If I get a flexible working environment, I feel more at home, more I get my space to work when I want. That's a reward to me. My overall well-being is very, very important, and I think well-being took a C turn or a great turn in the whole post-COVID-19 scenario. I would want to be recognized for my work, and I see a sense of purpose in what I do. So rewards can be really strong and powerful if they are looked at holistically from these seven, eight perspectives, not only in terms of compensation. So engagement, again, when we looked at in addition to penetration of technology for remote work, we have also seen that people became more engaged in an organization which looked at the work-life balance piece of it. Employees became more productive, they were more satisfied, they were more fulfilled just because they were able to get that work-life balance as a part of their engagement strategy. And then, of course, with technology adoption and newer tools coming in, and the overall engagement levels in most of the organizations also grow. Okay, so any organization which is able to which is looking at its employee engagement trends, the first part is how satisfied their employees are, how engaged they are. Because satisfied employees will make satisfied customers, which will in turn lead to profitability. Okay, increasing technological adaptation, calibrating your PM tools, rewarding, and opportunities for career development and growth are all critical for any employee engagement process. People get engaged when they are able to see a mix of all this happening in the organization. If I am rewarded and recognized for what I do, I feel more engaged. If the systems are automated, my speed is good, my output is better. If an organization is giving me opportunities for growing, then also I feel more engaged at work. So those were some of the interesting elements that we spoke today in our chapter, and I'm sure they were of benefit to you. Thank you so much.